Blackstone Audio presents Rivals: How the Power Struggle Between China, India, and Japan Will Shape Our Next Decade by Bill Emmett. For Carol, as always. Foreword to the paperback edition. Since the hardback edition of Rivals was published in April 2008, commonly held assumptions about the way the world works and the enduring trends in politics and economics have been tumbling like trees in the path of a hurricane. The consensus, as 2008 began, held that America was in decline, no longer capable of exerting global leadership, that the year of the Beijing Olympics would represent China's emergence as a strong, secure, prosperous modern power, that India was at last entering a period of rapid and stable economic growth, that Chinese and Indian demand meant that oil and commodity prices were destined to be high for years, perhaps decades to come, that Japan was fumbling its way to some sort of economic recovery, and most important, that economic and political power was plainly shifting to Asia, but that the Western powers were failing to recognize it. None of that can any longer be taken for granted. The biggest reason is, of course, the international credit crisis, which emerged slowly in America and parts of Western Europe in August 2007, but then reached hurricane force in September and October 2008. Many spells of economic and financial turmoil have been labeled as the first crisis of globalization, but this is the first actually to deserve the name, as it sent virtually all the world's developed countries into recession simultaneously and battered many developed